Sikhay kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikhay along,
wagas na tugtugan
at ating pangkomunidad.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition,
1.
And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. Stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Magandang tanghali po sa inyong lahat. Magandang tanghali sa walang tanghalian dito. Ako po ang inyong classmate, si classmate Roselle K. Rivera. And I'd like to, in behalf of my co-hosts and co-producers who are not here today, Hazel Cometa, hello, and Baleng Lagos. Okay, but Edge is here with us as our engineer. Okay, but this afternoon we have our topic today is feminist principles on the internet, off the internet, and our episode title is Feminism in the Digital Age. Okay, so we're very honored to have here our partner agency, the Foundation for Media Alternatives. Okay, our program officer is Tina Lopez. Welcome, Tina.
Hello.
Oh, diba? English yan. Okay, because we're live streaming anywhere in the world. And I think what makes the most exciting part today, now I will also introduce our other guests. But before we introduce our other guests, we will introduce who are our co-anchors today here. No, it's always good to have the young people here around us. We have two young representing the digital age generation.
Wow.
Okay, we have two students from the UPIS. We're very happy to have you here with us. Nicole Desierto.
Hello po.
And Gian Palomeno.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Later on, we're going to ask Nicole and Gian to greet their fans.
Nice.
One by one. Okay. Okay, so like everyone knows, our program, Sikai Kilos, is the program of the College of Social Work and Community Development. Here we discuss, we have lunchtime conversations about development issues. And today our development issue is specifically broadly on women and technology. And more specifically on what are the principles of the internet which we should be more aware of. That's why we have also Gian and Nicole. Sige, Nicole, you can greet your friends, your crush. Eh, pwede.
Hello po. So, binabati ko lang po yung mga tao na nagmamahal sa akin. Nice. Lalo na po yung nanay ko. Hello, mami, nasa radyo na ako. Hello.
Okay. Oh, about your classmates. What your interns now, di ba? For what course is this? For
class? Internship lang po. Tas kami po galing po sa College of Social Work and Community Development.
Teka muna, galing kayo doon?
Doon po kami nag-i-intern.
Doon kayo naka-base?
Yes po.
Sa atin college. Oh, ang saya, di ba?
Siyempre, pinapalawak natin.
Ngayon ko lang, narinig ang UPIS nag-i-intern. I think this is the first time for you.
Second.
Second SEM.
I mean, second year na po. Meron kong nauna na batch sa
amin. Okay. Talagang mukhang I'm not there, ano?
Nag-expand na tayo.
We must be doing it with the departments, ano? Are you based in any department in the college or generally lang the college?
Generally lang po na college.
Okay. Sige, Gian, you'd also greet your fans, your crushes, your fan base, you know?
Hello sa UPIS community. Hello sa UPIS community and lalo na sa batch 2019 and the UPIS Media Center. So, yun.
Yan. Hindi sila sip-sip, ano? They're not greeting their teachers. Okay. Greet your teachers so, also.
Hello sa mga naging teachers namin sa CAMA department, science department, and math. And
what are their names? Don't they have names?
Yeah. Kay Ma'am Kathy Atordido, kay Ma'am Diane Caluwag, Ma'am Wena Castillo, Ma'am Kat, Ma'am Sir Bam, yung our track advisors.
Okay, about you. Who are your two favorite? Oh, don't do that on the air. Sige, de. Sige, you wanna greet your teachers?
Nasabi na po niya eh.
Okay. Hindi na siya nag-iwan para kay Nicole.
Sorry.
Ay, ano po, syempre po sa principal namin, si Ma'am Lorena Kalinasan.
Oh, diba? Oh, sige. Okay, I'd like to greet also my UPIS teachers. Oh, diba? Many decades ago. Si Ma'am Teret. Oh, diba? Si Ma'am Teret. Sige. So anyway, today, it's 12:12. Wow! Our clock is up here already. Kailan pa yan?
Few days ago, darling.
Wow, DCUP is classmate Hazel. We now have here our clock. It's in front of my eyes. It's above eye level. Hindi above sea level. Above 11.
At least, Philippine Standard Time
yun. Yun na. Sige. So, so that Nicole and Gian would know more about itong topic natin ngayon, Feminist Principles of the Internet, no? So, Tina will is here today kasi last Friday, no, Nicole and Gian, Tina and her colleagues from the Foundation for Media Alternatives were at the College of Social Work and Community Development. And we had not only pizza. We had pizza, no? But we also had a very spirited discussion on these things, no? So siguro before that, let's ask maybe Tina to tell us more about the organization that she works for, the Foundation for Media Alternatives.
Okay, so Foundation for Media Alternatives, definitely hindi kami foundation at hindi din kami media gaya ng mga naririnig ninyo. Pero natira lang sa amin yung alternatives, no? Basically, ang aming vision, mission and goals ay nagsusurface lamang sa pag-focus doon sa usapin ng communication rights, no? Sa panahon na nag-boom ang ICT, information communications technology, at ng internet in 1994. So at the moment, ano na kami, nasa 31 years na kami. So matanda lang ako na isang taon sa kanila. Ay, na-reveal yung age ka! So yun.
Calendar then, age lang naman yes. Yan, Tina. Ox
and also,
yan.
We have competencies program. So yung gender and ICT, kung saan nandoon ako, meron din kaming privacy and data protection program. So kung saan pinapahalagahan namin yung privacy ng bawat individual. And also, paano ba pinoprotektahan yung mga information or data na binibigay natin. Yeah. And I would like to take this opportunity na may binigay akong postcard kay Ma'am Dazzle, yung things you should know about privacy. Kasi sabi nila, kung wala kang tinatago, hindi ka dapat natatakot. So, hindi naman dapat ganun yung konsepto natin. No? At ina-unpack natin yung ganung usapin.
Yeah, kasi privacy daw is the right to be left alone, diba?
Exactly. And right to be forgotten. Okay. Yan. May ganun din tayong konsepto. And then also, yung pangatlo namin ay yung internet rights. Sa kung saan, kung ano yung karapatan mo offline, diba? Meron yan as mentioned under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and then sa Philippine Constitution natin, na may mention yan. Pero ano ba yung mga karapatan natin na na-apply din dapat online. So, meron tayong freedom of expression, freedom of association and assembly, freedom to privacy, yung right to privacy natin,
so ang,
and so on.
Ang Foundation for Media Alternatives, matagal na dito, mas matanda pa sa inyo, no? Pero generally, pero calendar lang nga yun, eh, no? So, ang pinakamaimportante at there are people concerned about things which people take for granted, mm-mm, especially now in the digital age. No? Anyway, before we continue, if you have any questions, you can call us at 5038288 or send an SMS at 0927-2208-332. Facebook.com/SikhayKilos. Okay, the name of the program of the College of Social Work and Community Development is Sikhay Kilos. We are here now. This is classmate Rosel Lea with classmate Tina Lopez and UPIS co-anchors Gian and Nicole. Okay, we'll be back. DZUP 1602 is a member of the KBP, the Kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Time check, it's 12:16:53. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na pakinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Halina't kilalanin ang kahalagahan ng wika sa ating mga buhay. Dito sa Ang Wika ng Inamog, tuwing Biyernes sa ganap na alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wika ng Inamog, tanda na magkapatid tayo. Wika ng Inamog, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng Inamog, sa lamig ng pagkatao. Wika ng Inamog, magtatakda kung saan tayo. Patungo.
Hello?
Kapag ang tulog ay kulang-kulang, ikaw ang mawawalan. Ugaliing matulog ng sapat upang magising sa tamang oras. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
There, a news article is now published. But is it real, fake, or satirical? Here are some things to consider. Consider the headline. Does it use excessive punctuation? Is the headline trying to invoke a reaction? Consider the source of the information. Is it a well-known source? Are the images used authentic or taken out of context? Whenever you see examples of misinformation, debunk them. Remember, accuracy matters. The truth matters. A message from DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sikhay kilos, kapit-bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Okay, we're back here in the studio in Sikhay Kilos, the radio program of College of Social Work and Community Development. If you heard, I forgot to give credit to David Bowie with Space Oddity in the first in the opening music. And we'd like also to plug that the Sikhay Kilos will be live on CSWCD on October 26. It's the launch of our new Sikhay jingle after 27 years. No, because Director Tony Mabesa said it's time already to transform that jingle. And thanks to Tony Mabesa, we were pushed to finally push. And we have also the launching of our extension project of the Sikhay Kilo. So that's October 26, we'll be having a live program. And we'd like to say that with us today is Tina Lopez of the Foundation for Media Alternatives, who's also currently a graduate student at the college. And we also have online our guest is a student also of the College of Mascom, who's currently enrolled now in a class in Women and Technology. Last, maybe before we talk to Jaser, Tina, you can give a little background of what was our workshop about last Saturday.
Okay, so we had this Feminist Principles of the Internet workshop with 28, no, ma'am, yung participants, including the class of Professor Dazel. So, objectively, the workshop aims to have a discussion, no, what is feminism looks like in the digital age. Tapos ano ba yung mga key emerging issues, specifically in a local context? Kasi sa panahon ngayon, di ba, gamit natin ang technology and other digital devices, lalo na yung mga social networking platforms, specifically Facebook.
Mm.
So, and then, yeah, it's a one-way form then how we materialize technology, no, as a medium to amplify our voices, but in the same manner, may ano naman din siya, may harmful effect din.
So, ano yung mga groups na, how did we divide the groups? What were the five groups? One was...
So, from the Feminist Principles of the Internet, meron siyang five cluster. So, the first cluster is access. It talks about access to the internet, access to the technology, access to the internet and information, and then usage of the technology. And then the other cluster is embodiment. It talks about the agency, no, yung women's agency natin, no, yung... Paano ba natin ginagamit yung ating... Parang ano yan, usapin ng my body, my data. I have control over my body. I have control over my information. Ganun siya. And then third is the expression. Marami siyang component where we assert our communication rights online. So, ang dami-dami yung pinag-uusapan when we talk about information and expression. And then the fourth one is about movements and then the public participation. So, sabi natin noong unang panahon, we participate offline. Pupunta tayo on the street, but this time there is a technology. No, we can organize, we can mobilize it, our own groups, our network, na hindi natin kailangan pumunta na ibang bansa just to get their solidarity support, diba? Pero using the technology, we can also do that. And then lastly, the last principle is about ano nga ba yun?
Economy.
It's all okay. Talk about economy.
Sige, yeah. So we'll go over those five principles later. But now let's ask one of the participants of the workshop, no, what he has to share, no. Hello, Jay sir.
Hello po.
Welcome on board. We are here now in your alma mater. Oh, sige, Jay sir. So you were one in, you know, how was your experience last sino ba mga ka-group mo dun sa workshop?
Si Mariel, yung mga group ko sa workshop, and also our other guest. I forget na po yung isa, but she's also in entrepreneurship.
I think your group is economy, no? Economy cluster.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We discussed yung feminist principles and the internet regarding economy.
Mm-mm. So ano, what was the thread of your conversations on it? Was there any dialogue or was it did you have differences or did you all agree?
Actually, our discussion started with kung ano nga ba yung ginagawa or paano ginagamit ng kababaihang yung internet. So, nag-draw kami sa experiences ng online selling, kung paano na magbenta sila, yun yung ginagamit nila, and ano yung mga advantages and disadvantages ng online selling. Mm-hmm. So, dahil yung discussion namin is feminist principles on economics, napag-usapan namin yung halaga ng security, yung kung paano nila pagkakatiwalaan yung seller, yung consumer, ganun. So, we discussed yung security or yung mga policy na nagpo-protect sa individual na nasa online selling, especially yung mga kababaihan.
Mm. Jay sir?
Yes po.
Okay, so what were the contentious points which were raised doon? It sounds so neutral the way you share it. No, not really.
So yes,
I remember Mariel raised that there's a problem. There was like an issue or a concern that women parang mababa ang yung tingin sa pag-sell online.
They were stereotyped.
Stereotype, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes po. Yun nga, para na-raise nung sa discussion namin na may stereotypes na kapag teenage mom ka or kapag nanay ka, parang online selling na agad. So, napapalit na kapag online seller, madalas, teenage moms, mga nabubuntis sa maaga, parang yun na yun ang pinapupuntahan nila.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, na-open din po namin yung discussion na if man-notice nga natin sa internet or sa Facebook kapag online selling yung tawagan ng sis, so, nagkakaroon ng parang community sila, yung mga online sellers tsaka yung mga buyers na nagtatawag sila na sis, magkano yung ganito. Kaya nagkakaroon ng stereotype na yung online selling is yung pang babae siya or yung mga pang teenage mom.
And I think may mga study din na ganyan na well, in the same manner, may stereotyping talaga yung nagaganap no, sa online
is that
selling.
A problem? To be is that stereotype a problem?
Actually, we see it as an empowering activity for women.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they don't have to go sa public spaces. Mm-hmm. Diba, yung mag-hire sila na isang employer and then to work 8 hours. But this time, using the technology, yung economic empowerment sa kanila in the digital space, mas napalakas kasi unang-una they don't have to work 8 hours.
Okay.
Control nila yung oras nila.
Okay.
At the same time, meron din silang time for the family.
Okay. Okay, so yun ang response ni in other words, Tina was trying to break also the stereotype, no? Jay, sir, meron ka pang idadagdag dun sa discussion siya sa grupo?
Regarding po dun sa policies that protect women,
mm-hmm.
So napag-usapan namin na kailangan paigtingin pa ng gobyerno kung paano ang pinaproteksyonan yung mga online sector regarding fraud or regarding data.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yun nga, napag-usapan din namin na sa pagpuprotect nun, dapat kaagapay din yung sinasabi namin na where the protection ends and the surveillance begins.
Mm-hmm.
So, kailangan meron ding policy kung saan hanggang dito lang yung responsibilidad or sa kaya ng gobyerno na ito yung gagawin, ito yung limits ng responsibility nila, parang hindi siya magmumukhang surveillance or minamanmanan na yung tao na nagbebenta. So, kung pasok po dun yung issue ng privacy, yung issue ng data, ganun po.
Sige, okay. I would like to give my comment. No? 2 points lang. For the policy regulation and protection for the online seller, especially for the women, the data, the National Privacy Commission can also, you can also report it naman eh, pag ganun. Halimbawa, yung mga scam, identity theft, and so on and so forth.
Kanino ba rin i-report yan?
Meron tayong dalawang law enforcement agencies. One is the Philippine National Police, the Anti-Cybercrime Group. And then the other one is the National Bureau of Investigation, Cybercrime Division.
Oh, sige. Hello, Jay, sir. Thank you very much for sharing your... You have a last point to share about the workshop last Saturday?
Disregarding po dun sa kung paano nag-open up ng opportunities yung internet sa kababaihan, especially on freedom of expression, na express na yung sabihin nila, and it gives opportunities in terms of economic na yun nga, may part na yung mabibigyan ng opportunity yung kababaihan, lalo na yung mga teenage folks na, okay, hindi naman pala kailangan umasa lang sa kailangan mo na asawa, ganyan, kasi kaya mo mabuhay mag-isa, or you can raise your own family.
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much, Jaser, for your time and
thank
your
you for
insights.
Having me, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you, Jaser.
Thank you, Jaser. Okay, that was Jaser Malone. Oh my gosh. That was Jaser Malonda of the Women and Technology class, no? And he was talking about especially the workshop group on economics during last Saturday's workshop on feminist principles of the internet. Okay, it's time check. It's 12:30:28. We're now here on the program of the College of Social Work and Community Development. Feminist Principles of the Internet is our episode today. It's 12:30:41. DZUP 1602. Ay kasapi ng KBP Kapisanan ang broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602. Kasalika!
Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na't makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Ito na ang programang kukumpleto sa Webes nyo.
Yun!
Tampok ang mga boses, kwento at talento ng ating mga kawani, reps at mga guro ng bayan.
Yun!
Tara na at pakinsa sa usapan para sa isang pamantasan at bansang masaya, masigla, malaya, makamamamayan at makabayan. Para sa isang tatakbon nyo na usapan, Yun! Tuwing Huwebes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Uy, mag-alas 5 na! Tara, labas tayo!
Sige, tapos na ako eh. Saan mo gusto kumain?
Kahit saan, basta may aircon. Ang init kanina eh.
Hala, ang lakas ng ulan. May payong ka ba? Wala akong dala kasi maaraw kanina eh.
Ako din, wala akong payong. Hindi ako handa, ulan pala.
Laging maging handa. Huwag kakalimutang magdala ng payong, tubig at iba pang emergency equipment tuwing lalabas ng bahay. Alamin ang mga weather updates at maging handa para sa mga ito. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Para sa 4th National Mental Health Week, hatid ng UP Psychology Society ang Beyond Emojis. Seeking accessibility. Sa October 16, idaraos ang Immerse, isang mental health fair na may iba't ibang mental health booth services at mga aso sa Palma Hall Lobby. October 18, makijoin sa isang yoga session sa Invigorate, mental health workshops sa CSSB Wellness Center. At October 19, dagdagan ang sariling kaalaman tungkol sa mental health sa Ignite, a mental health law talk on accessibility sa Malcolm Hall Theater. Para sa ibang detalye, bumisita sa NMH Week Facebook page. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Psychology Society sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602 Kasali Ka. DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Sikhay Kilos, kapitbisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Welcome back. We're on the third segment of our program Sikhay Kilos, the program, the radio program of the College of Social Work and Community Development. This is classmate Roselle Lea. I'm here in the booth now with classmate Tina Lopez and classmate Nicole and Gian, who are UPIS interns. And Tina is from the Foundation for Media Alternatives. And on the line now is our graduate student of the Women and Development Studies Department, who attended the workshop last Saturday in the Women in Technology class, and she was in the group on expression. Let's listen now to Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi. So we have Dawn Castro now. Hi, Dawn. Gusto mo i-greet yung roommate mo?
Tulog po siya, ma'am. Night shift. Hi, roommate. Hi din kay Ate Tina at saka sa dalawang intern.
Doon okay. Mag-alap na rin ako ng roommate.
Ay, go!
Dawn, si Dawn, maybe you can share what are the names of your groupmates in your workshop.
Mm-mm. Oo. So, under the expression team, kasama ko si Anne, si Kat, saka yung isang classmate natin na guy. Sorry, hindi ko ma-recall yung pangalan mo.
Si so, Al. Si the one from the library.
So kami naman, ma'am, our discussion was very ang daming contentious issues kasi when it comes to the expression principle, especially din sa pornography part. So it was a very interesting discussion kasi meron na ba sa si Anne, shinare ni Anne sa amin, na meron daw implied consent sa na sinabi sa mga isang resource. So, syempre, as a feminist, parang ayaw natin ng implied consent, diba? Dapat, inaano na nga natin yung consent talaga. So, parang yung implied consent, medyo nag-ring ng bell at red flag sa amin.
So, when you say the implied consent is like confusing, it could mean that it's
a forced consent.
It's forced consent.
Oo, parang ganun yung interpretation namin. Kasi parang yung pagka-understand is, for example, these actors and actresses, they consented to being videoed or being, kasi trabaho nila.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung the way it is portrayed on screen and the product, it doesn't show consent at all. So, nag-connect din kami dun sa discussion on children. Na when they see these videos, nakukuha nila. Parang they think it's right. And so parang kami, meron kasing sinabi na dito, we reject simple cultural linkages made between consumption of porn and violence against women. Yung sa, sa principal mismo, no, Ate Tina. So kami, we recognize personal opinion ng group na kami, we recognize that there is an effect between the consumption of the pornographic content and violence against women. Kasi many times, saan ba nakukuha ng mga, for example, ng mga bata or ng mga teens or even adults, saan ba nila nakukuha itong mga sobrang extreme, siguro other people may like it, pero minsan nag-explore lang din sila and they don't know na these are harmful pala. Parang dapat may consent talaga at all times. So, yun lang. Very, very interesting discussion about expressions in pornography.
Okay, we have here Dawn with us today, a young woman, a young UPIS intern, Nicole. And she would like to ask you a question. or to so, comment maybe, Nicole? Oh, she's still shy. She's still thinking. Sige. Okay.
Very, ano yan eh. Daunting na here. Para tayo mag-usap sa telepono, no?
Oo. Yeah.
Very, ano din kasi yan eh. Sa part nung contentious siya talaga, actually. Lalo na ako sa Philippine context. Kasi nga, binabanggit ko nga kay ma'am, ang pornography sa Pilipinas is a kind of violation against women.
Which is sometimes also confused with being conservative.
Exactly.
So like, suddenly if you're like, questioning it, they'll say, oh, you're such a manang.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you what is the repartee to such accusations on being on one hand you don't want to say that imposing standards of morality, you know,
mm-hmm.
or immorality and for that matter, oh. and at the same time standing for a respect for the body, you know?
So sa panahon, hindi, balikan ko lang yung sinasabi ni Don na harmful content. Mm-hmm. Actually, kami din eh. When we had this kind of discussion outside the country, napag-usapan din siya eh, na who defines the harmful content? Is it the internet service providers, the government, or the person? Yun kasi yun eh. Well, it depends on the context. And yun nga, ano din yung framework ng pagtingin. Sa usapin naman ng pornography, vis-a-vis doon sa usapin din ng sexual expression, it's a women's agency pa din yan eh. Women will decide ano yung gagawin nila on their own body.
So, na-mention din nga nung isang classmate natin, or isang guest from FMA, meron namang different types of, hindi lang yung porn na nakikita lang talaga sa website. Meron namang women na sila mismo nag-set up ng camera nila, they have an audience. So, that naman, if it's woman's choice, na gawin niya yun, it's her agency. So, parang mas may control siya over her body.
Yes.
Compared to all these parang extending to rape scenes na nga na ini-enjoy, parang ang extreme lang ng yun yung women's
problem. Oo, minsan yun din ang hirap, ne? Yung how women portray sa media industry. Di ba, na-enforce lalo yung pagiging vulnerable nila as a woman. Nagiging mas submissive sila. Kasi sila yung object ng violation, ng violence. So, minsan, yun nga, ang kanggalahan doon, the PCW and the PCOO and other civil society organization, they came up with this kind of guidelines how women portray in the media sector. So, magandang basahin.
How women are portrayed. Yan, okay, so that would be one important thing to be aware of. No? Okay, thank you. Don, meron ko pa yung dadagdag.
Oo, yun sa sinabi mo lang kanina na how do we, paano naman yun na, paano naman na-enjoy. So, eto, dito naman, nasabi na we support reclaiming and creating alternative content. No? Kasi, hindi naman, well, most of us enjoy porn naman. Alam mo yun?
Yes.
So, meron namang alternative content sana. And meron naman talagang available.
Mm-hmm.
And, yun. So, yung gaze lang, yung male gaze, yung
Okay. Tama-tama doon. Meron tayong male young man dito, si Gian. Has a question for you. Sige, Gian.
Good afternoon po, ma'am. Yung may mga natatanggap po kasi or naririnig pong feedbacks galing sa iba na some activists na parang may nagsasabi na nagkakaroon na ng prejudice against men. So ano po yung masasabi nyo against tungkol doon sa topic na yun or sa concern na yun?
Prejudice. The thing is, the enemy is not men. Hindi men ang enemy. Kundi yung sistema kung saan tayo. The patriarchal system. So yung common misconception talaga against feminists especially. That we hate men. We don't.
Yeah.
We hate the system that we are in. Kasi even the men are inside this system. Trapped din naman sila sa stereotypes. Trap din naman, burden din naman sila sa ganito nga yung pagtingin sa kanila. So, yung gustong bakbakin ng feminist ay yung sistema, yung patriarchal system. That,
make us all human.
Yes. So, misconception talaga yan na we are against men, prejudice against men. It's the system that we are in.
Yeah, we want to transform the system.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you very much, Dawn, for being with us and working in the workshop.
Thank you,
okay.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So that's Dawn Castro, who was in her group sa class on women and technology, they comprised a group who discussed about expression, no? So as classmate Tina here was mentioning and continuing the conversation, that this theme of expression in talking about the principles has become very contentious, because on one hand it has polarized both the conservatives and the more progressive.
Actually, yung feminist principle of the internet, it's a working document naman siya. Mm. So, hindi siya yung dahil meron ng 17 principles, divided into 5 cluster, yun na siya. Mm. It's a evolving document.
And at the same time, it's also a space for people to talk
about.
Yeah, uh-oh. And to bring it out in the open instead of just, you know, normalizing it, no?
Tsaka, yan, para din sa kalaman ng dalawang guest natin. Guest talaga.
Co-anchors.
Yung feminist principle of the internet, hindi lang naman siya binuo sa Pilipinas. Mm. Nanggaling din siya, yung konseptong ito ay galing din sa iba't ibang bansa. So, ibig sabihin, very diverse yung conversation na nabuo dito. At syempre, nakikita din natin na hindi yung iba hindi applicable sa Pilipinas or sa ibang bansa. But, yun nga, kaya nga may ganitong diskurso, dinadaan din namin sa academe section, para din makita ano-ano ba yung iba't ibang perspective from the young student, and then from the civil society, women's movement, ano-ano ba yung definition nila on this.
Okay, so I think that's very important. There's always a space for people to listen and to see exactly how is it also expressed in one specific context. Okay, mm-hmm. Time check. It's now 12:44:47. And DZUP 1602 is a member of KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Is love.
Totoo ba kasi yung boys should be boys?
LGBTQIA?
Diba there are more than two genders?
Ano nga ba rape culture?
Sexism? Ano yun?
Glass ceiling? Love wins! Sali na sa chikahan.
Sa kasarian.
Gender Radio!
Gender Radio.
Tuwing Biyernes, alauna ng hapon.
Sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Ano ba yan? Mga Pilipino talaga, di marunong sumunod, oh!
Ang daming basura sa daan! Pinoy talaga kung san-san lang nagtatapon.
Hay nako, Pinoy talaga, oh! Singit ng singit!
Bakit nga ba ginagamit ang mga salitang ito para bigyan ng masamang kulay ang pagiging Pilipino? Bigyan nating halaga ang salitang Pilipino. Bahagi ito ng pangangalaga sa ating pagkatao.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapitbisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Okay, babalik tayo ngayon dito sa programa ng College of Social Work Community Development sa Sikhay Kilos po. Ako po ay si classmate Rosel Lea, at kasama natin ang program officer ng Foundation for Media Alternatives, si Tina Lopez, who's also a graduate student of the College of Social Work Community Development. And we have two young people with us in the booth. It's very refreshing to have Gian and Nicole here with us today. Sige, so dito na sa last segment natin, we tried to give you a little peek into our workshop last Saturday with the Women and Technology class, the Feminist Principles of the Internet, no, which Tina mentioned in passing, no. But you can see, Tina, maybe you can tell our listeners about what's the website. Or you can see this.
So for you to read and your guide us, you can download the Feminist Principle of the Internet at feministinternet.org.
Okay. Is that one word, feministinternet.org? Yeah. Okay. So you can see that it's very very relevant and useful reading for everyone, no? And it's very well layout also.
And if you think kung sa tingin ninyo yung mga clusters dito or principles are very questionable sa inyo, ayon sa inyo, pwede kayong mag-email din sa kanila. Actually, there is a specific section where you can submit your feedback for that particular principles or whatever.
It's a work in progress. Yes. For ano. Sige, so let's maybe ask before their one word, kasi ang sabi natin dito sa ating kabataan, maybe what's their one word takeaway for today? Maybe they would like to have a response or maybe raise some questions in behalf of their friends. Oh, diba? Sige, Nicole. We didn't hear you yet, Nicole. We want to hear your voice.
So, yung takeaway ko po, talagang mahalaga yung pagkakaroon ng discussion about this topic. Kasi nga po, hindi siya ganun pinag-uusapan. Kasi nga po, connected po sa na-realize ng aking classmate dito na si Gian na kailangan talaga siyang pag-usapan para matanggal yung pagkakaroon ng di pagkakaintindihan tungkol sa mga issues na to. Ayun po.
Okay, so Tina, tama yun. There should always be a space for people to express, no, and not always agree maybe, and also clarify, no, lalo na sa mga kabataan, yeah. No. Okay. Gian?
Siguro yung sa akin naman yung pag-clarify ng mga misconceptions about women. Kasi sa ngayon kasi yung mga teenagers, they tend to believe kasi na yung mga kung ano lang nakikita nila, tapos yun na yung papaniwala nila. Actually, marami pa talaga dapat kaming malaman tas mabasa pa about the, yun yung mga sa feminism, mga patriarchal, ano, gano'n.
Oh, siya nag-mention ng patriarchal. I didn't bring
coming
up that word.
Coming from
men, ano yan. Oh, dapat.
Yeah, yeah. So, Gian, I think that's good, no, that parang yung the openness to learn more,
yeah,
no, from credible sources and not just, yeah, no, this is UP Diliman, so you should have a safe space to be able to discuss things which you're afraid of, no, without spreading more fear. No, yan yung tinatawag nilang fear-mongering.
No?
Fear-mongering. Hindi, matagal nga. That's why, because if people don't know, they're afraid. Eh. But if you're more confident because you are able to express how you feel and clarify if you're not sure. No? Because we're all human. We want to know more and what they're based. That's why there's the university. This is a free space. Sige. Let me ask Tina again to also again, where do the people go? Kasi sabi nga ni Gian na maraming fears yung mga kabataan. Where should they go for more credible and more relevant information on this topic?
Yeah, you can check the www.feministinternet.net. It's a one word, small letter lahat. And then if you want to give your feedbacks or comments about the principles, you can email feministinternet@apcwomen.org. APC, it's a global network where FMA is a member.
Okay, thank you very much to Tina. Tina Lopez, you can... Tina, the Foundation for Media Alternatives has a web page, yeah, and a Facebook page also, no?
Yes. Okay. If you want to know more about the foundation, you can log on at www.fma.ph or you can email us at info@fma.ph. We also have Facebook accounts. So
okay. Foundation for Media Alternatives. Okay. We're very glad that we have progressive organizations like your group, no, to be able to clarify and to give more confidence to people, no, especially women and young women and young people in general too, no? Okay, maybe we'd like to hear from Gian and Nicole for their last word before we close our program.
Ako po, gusto ko lang po sana i-stress na pag sinabing feminist, hindi lang po siya pro-women, hindi din siya anti-men. It's about empowering yung mga mas help me
helpless, vulnerable.
Yung mga vulnerable para magkaroon ng pagkakapantay-pantay sa ating society.
Okay.
Yes.
Sa akin naman siguro yung ano, more of equal treatment sa between men and women. Kasi kung ano kasi 'di ba kitang-kita pa rin natin hanggang ngayon yung same problems galing pa sa mga historical context natin eh. So 'yun.
Gia, nag-aral yan. O, oh, diba? Meron ng there's a lot of hope and for future to look forward to. If we have men ready
pag
also.
Pagka-graduate niya ng college, encourage na natin mag-enroll sa, no?
Okay. Sa sige, thank you very much, Gia and Nicole, for being with us. And maraming salamat, Tina Lopez, for being with us. So, now we're going to listen to a song by Radio's Active Sago. Short. Thank you very much, Edge.
Para sa tunay na lalaki, para sa tunay na lalaki hindi natatakot, para sa tunay na lalaki hindi natatakot tumalon sa bangin, para sa tunay na lalaki lumalangoy sa salamin. Swabe at mabango, huwag nang mag-atubili, bumili na kayo. Ito na ang totoo, ito na ang totoo. Para sa tunay na lalaking lumilipad at lumulunang, para sa tunay na lalaking nagsiswimming sa kalawakan, para sa tunay na lalaking kumakanta at niroromansa ang buwan, para sa tunay na lalaking kumakain ng buwan. Swabe at mabango, huwag nang mag-atubili, bumili na kayo. Ito na ang totoo, dahil ito na ang totoo, dahil ito na. Ito na ang Astro.
Astro Cigarettes. Astro. Astro Cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Pagkatapos mong kumain, magyosi ka. Pagkatapos mong magyosi, matulog ka. Mahimbing ka, managinip ka, mangarap ka, lumipad ka. Kagabi na panood ko sa TV ang aking paboritong artista, idol ko. Sabi niya sa akin, bumili ka ng Astro Cigarettes. Nagbebenta siya ng ilusyon, nagbebenta siya ng panaginip, nagbebenta siya ng pangako. Pangakong lumulutang na parang usok na galing sa isang malupit at mabango at swabing-swabe na umaapoy na Astro Cigarettes. Swabe at mabango. Huwag nang mag-atubili. Bumili na kayo. Bumili na kayo. Ito na ang totoo. Ito na ang totoo. Isang araw sa isang palengke sa Dumaguete, nakakita ako ng Astro Cigarettes. Bumili ako ng isang pakete, sumakay ng tricycle papunta sa buwan. At nagsindi, nagrelax, nag-enjoy. Inisit ang isang buong pakete, binuksan ang mata at nagdancing-dancing sa ibabaw ng mga planeta. Swabe at mabango, huwag nang mag-atubili, bumili na kayo. Ito na ang totoo, ito na ang totoo. Ito na, ito na. Eto na, eto na ang
Astro. Astro Cigarettes. Astro. Astro Cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Let's go.
Sikhay Kilos, kapitbisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.